Well, all right. As Hurricane Ian bears down on the west coast of Florida, high winds, heavy rains, and a massive storm surge are predicted. Matra Day Radio's bookkeeper, Curtis Cooney, lives in the Sunshine State, just a little north of Tampa, and he joins us by phone this morning to give us a firsthand account of Ian. Hey, good morning, Curtis. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. Doing well.
So give our folks an idea of where you are at and kind of, the, I guess, for a lack of a better term, the lay of the land.
Well, so we're in Land O'Lakes, and that's about, I'd say, 30, 35 minutes north of Tampa. It's pretty, you know, look outside right now. It's pretty calm. I was able to do a walk around the neighborhood. It's raining, but it's normal light type rain right now where I am.
Right. So you haven't experienced any heavy winds yet, I'm assuming?
That's correct. It's been pretty normal up to this point.
So what is the projection now, at least for your area? I know in looking at the news accounts and kind of looking at some of the satellite imagery of where the hurricane is, it looks like it's going to be making landfall from all accounts, maybe early this afternoon. What are you hearing?
Well, so similar. It's shifted quite a ways south of where we are. So, you know, they were saying Tampa 24 hours ago, and then it went to Sarasota, then it went to Venice, and now it's even south of Venice. So, we'll still feel some impact, I'm sure. But you know, the prayers and the need, I think, is going to be you know, pretty far south of our current position.
Yeah, at last account, too, they were saying that this storm is a big one. A category could be up to a Category 5 by the time it makes landfall. What's been happening in the state of Florida as far as preparations, and what have you had to do?
Well, you know, they've been on top of, you know, DeSantis and you know, the elected officials have really been on top, you know, of this from the get-go when it was first forming. And so, you know, there have been press conferences, there have been warnings, and it's amazing to me how, you know, you can't tell exactly where the thing's going to land, but they've been pretty spot on in terms of predicting how it was going to strengthen and how it was going to turn and everything like that. So, you know, for a week or more, you know, there's been time we've been being told to, you know, hey, gather up provisions that you need. Here in my community in Land O'Lakes, you know, there's not a lot of panic. You know, you don't see boards on homes and that sort of thing. But right. The one thing that they are asking you to do is, you know, certainly take all the projectiles out of your yard. You know, there's a lot of decoration and that sort of thing. And so, you know, that's what my wife Gina and I have been doing the last couple of days. Shirley is getting everything out of our yard and into our house and into our garage, so there's nothing going to be flying into the windows if the wind gets bad.
Right, exactly. Again, we're speaking with Curtis Cooney. He is Matra Day Radio's bookkeeper who lives just a little north of Tampa, Florida, in Land O'Lakes. What is the geography like in your area?
Oh, well, it's, you know, we're you know, a good 30, 35 miles inland. And, you know, between the coast and here, you know, there are several what they call low-lying areas. And most of the times when you hear, you know, there's evacuation orders given, it's to coastal areas, it's to low-lying areas, and it's to, you know, people that live in mobile homes. So where we're at here in Land O'Lakes is pretty, you know, specifically in my community, it doesn't sit in a low-lying area. It's mm-hmm. fairly high up. So, but you can go, you know, 15, 20 miles east and you'll hear of, you know, neighborhood by neighborhood, there are some low areas that if it rains a lot, as it's projected to, you know, you could see some street flooding and, you know, maybe worse.
Right. Is it pretty flat for the most part across the area?
From where I am, it is. It's very. You know, there's maybe a little bit of rolling hill, but yeah, it's from here to the coast. It's a pretty flat area.
Just judging by the name Land O'Lakes, are there a lot of lakes?
Yeah, well, we're right on a, you know, there's a pond behind our house, and the community sits on a 98 acre lake. But again, our community sits maybe 10, 11 feet above where that lake is. So, you know, we'd need, I think, a lot of rain to, you know, for that lake to become an issue where we are.
Yeah, that seems to be one of the big issues in just listening to the forecasters is, yes, the wind certainly is an issue, particularly if it's a super strong wind. But I think their biggest concern really revolves around water and the massive amounts of rain that could come down in particular areas, and then that storm surge and what that means with the coastal flooding. What have you heard in that regard?
Well, it's similar. You know, we're newbies here in Florida. We only moved here about a year and a half ago. So this is really the first major hurricane that we've been present for. And when we hear words like storm surge, and you know, we're immediately thinking, oh my gosh, you know, it sounds really scary, and it certainly is if you're on the coastal area where, you know, they're talking about it being the Gulf waters,
right.
The Gulf waters, you know, rising above where the normal beach area is. And, you know, I guess praise God, my disposable income was never high enough so I could consider a beach property.
Yes.
where we're at, again, the amount of rain that we're talking about, you know, 8 to 12 inches, you know, is higher than normal, but it's not atypical of a really bad storm. And we get plenty of those in the summertime. So, you know, we're certainly bracing for things, but it feels more normal here, I'm sure, than it does further south.
Right. So typically this time of year, end of September, early October, what's your normal weather like?
Well, we're coming out of the summer, but it's still a very hot cycle. So, you know, we can be in the 90s during the day, and then in the afternoon we usually get some pretty big thunderstorms. So it's usually 3 o'clock in the afternoon comes, and the sun is covered up, and the
right.
clouds come in, and we see some rain and lightning. But it usually goes away after about half an hour or an hour. So this is different because of the amount of rain and the length of time you expect to see it.
Right. Do you get a sense that any folks in your general vicinity have evacuated or left the area, or have most people stayed there?
Well, I think in this area, you know, again, and we've taken our cues from our neighborhood and our friends who have lived here a while. My impression is that no, that there people are staying and riding it out. And you know, as it turns out, of course, since it's been shifting,
yeah.
you know, that seems like, you know, a better idea than it would have had we been hit directly. But it's because of the area that we live in. I think people are generally not as ready to leave their homes,
right.
you know, when they know extreme weather is coming. And that's, you know, that's the cue that we were following.
Sure.
Hey, you know, we've lived through this. It's, you know, it will be bad, but, you know, it's something that we can, you know, we can definitely live through. So,
right.
So we're grateful for the guidance and the prayers and everything that we've gotten to date. So.
Absolutely.
Well, Curtis, maybe explain to our listeners, because we've done, you know, had different types of evacuations, although here mostly due to wildfire. What are some of the things in preparation for a hurricane that you've been hearing on the news that they tell all of the citizens there in Florida? This is what you need to do in order to prepare for this type of a hurricane.
Well, and I think it's it's very dependent on where you live, and they have maps that you can go to that tell you, you know, what's your evacuation zone. And, you know, that's the phrase is know your zone, so that, you know, if there is a, hey, you're in zone A, you know, you got to get out now. You're in zone B, you got to get out now, you know, and they have routes that can lead you out. And you know, I've heard on the news, you know, of as many as 2.5 million people that have been evacuated. I think that's the, you know, just the fact that there are so many resources available online. You know, the news is very good down where we are. You know, if you hear that you should be leaving, then you should be leaving. It's again specifically for those areas that are coastal and low lying and you know, mobile home type areas, because they're subject to the worst potential damage.
Absolutely. Curtis Cooney, he is Mater Dei Radio's bookkeeper, lives just a little north of Tampa as they prepare for Hurricane Ian to make landfall. Looks to be early afternoon now, East Coast time. Hey, Curtis, great information. I think you got a job with the Weather Channel.
I'll stick with my current job. Thank you.
Okay. Well, hey, look, great. Thanks for joining us this morning. Great information. And stay safe, and all our prayers are with you.
All right. We appreciate that. Thanks very much.
All right. Well, God bless.